Thank you very much for this opportunity to come and talk to you today. I think it is very important from the testimony you've heard as well as what I want to bring to the table in terms of the impact of these cuts. It's much more than just the dollar for dollar cut. My group, the Greater Milwaukee Committee, represents 185 leaders in the Milwaukee region. And these are the CEOs of large companies, the universities, the foundations, labor, the philanthropic groups. And it's basically a place for leadership to get together and find ways to improve our region. Some of the things that we've done in recent years around economic development, besides bringing the Braves to town, the Brewers to town, have been things like the Milwaukee 7, creating that, the water cluster. Recently, we've started a design technology cluster. And one of the reasons we've had success in doing this is that when you look within Milwaukee, we're the fourth largest community in the North America for global headquarters, for per capita size. And there's a reason why those global headquarters are there and why they continue to grow in our region. It's because of innovative talent. We actually had a Deloitte Touche study look at what our core assets were. And it's not that we have cheap resources. Our labor costs are high, and we don't have a huge market around where we're at. It's the fact that we have innovation. We have great talent. We're a leader in the state on the private sector in patents and materials, process, and product. We also have a lot of clusters in our region, and some of them you've heard Chancellor Lovell talk about, but we've also got financial services, automation, water, design tech, and the energy storage. When we started the process of looking at water, the universities in our region were a big part of making this happen. Actually, I know a number of chancellors in this room, and it's not because I'm a social butterfly. It's simply because we've been able to work with Whitewater, with Milwaukee, with Madison, with a number of Parkside, with a number of campuses, in how we can really create ourselves as a world water hub. We have 24,000 jobs in the water technology area in our region. We've got 120 companies. We have quite a bit of research occurring. Under Chancellor Lovell's leadership, we actually filled about 11 engineering positions that were directly tied to water research. So this is keeping the A.O. Smiths. It's keeping the Badger meters here at home and growing jobs and actually bringing jobs in. We've had success with companies coming in from California, from Minnesota, that are looking at things like micro-detection systems related to water. They're looking at things I can't even pronounce the words for. But what we know is that they're bringing jobs. They're bringing great jobs. They're bringing engineering jobs. They're bringing research jobs. And they're bringing production jobs back to Milwaukee. Actually, at 3 o'clock, I've got two young investors coming to my office that have invested in an innovative product that will probably save lives, but they are having some material defects. So they talked to me one night and said, if we come and see you, can you connect us with somebody that can help us out on research? So they're being connected with people at UWM that can help them do the material testing and get this product to market, which again, they've got a ready market, it'll produce the jobs, the investment's already there, what they need is the research. I can tell you story after story after story like this. And I'll give you another example with our innovation in Milwaukee. It's called MIKE, which is our new design tech cluster. It's really pulling together engineering and design to do what Milwaukee does best, which is really create innovative products. And just a simple thing, we've got Briggs & Stratton is Todd Teske's one of the co-chairs of the council. And one of the things that Briggs & Stratton has struggled with is that they make motors, but they don't sell directly to retail. So they don't get a lot of consumer feedback unless there are complaints on their motors. They've been trying to figure out the best way to get that type of feedback. One of the young design students in MIKE made a comment about, why don't you put a QR code on your engine? Now, I don't know if you know what a QR code is. It looks kind of funny, postage stamp looking black and white thing. You hit it with a QR reader, it takes you to a website. So they're going to start putting those on their motor. You hit it with the QR reader, it'll take you to a website. There'll be a shopping cart there where you can buy your spark plugs, your replacement parts. You know you've got the right parts, they're shipped to you. Hit the reader again, it'll take you to a video, it'll show you how to change your spark plugs. Now, for us, it may say, well, maybe you don't need a great university to do that, but I'll tell you, those kids that are coming up with these ideas that will make a difference in the market for small engine makers like Briggs & Stratton, this can be a significant move ahead for us. So, and we only get these types of innovations coming about because we have young students, young creative talent that wants to stay in Milwaukee, but we need to have our university continuing to feed us this young talent. When I think about Silicon Valley, Stanford was why there's a Silicon Valley. You know, we use these things all the time. Even though Steve Jobs didn't graduate from college, I assure you all of his engineers did. So when we're talking about innovation, we need to realize it happens here. It doesn't just happen in California. It doesn't just happen in Boston. And we need it to happen here if we're going to have our kids and our grandkids stay here and this tax base grow. So I would just like you to consider this when you're thinking about this cut. It's not a dollar for dollar cut. It's probably a 10 to 1 cut. When you're cutting this, you're cutting out the private research dollars that come to the table of probably 10 to 1. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions?